Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Hannah Vanderveer about the 2018 Knoxville Nationals. Knoxville Chamber of Commerce getting ready for a busy couple of weeks with 360 and the Knoxville Nationals. Let's start with parking, because that's obviously a huge issue for people driving into town. There's a lot of walkers, but still a lot of people need to park their car somewhere. Where does the chamber help out with that?
The chamber has a parking lot that we park cars at Young's Park, which is just a block south of the Knoxville Raceway. And we do reserve parking in most of those spots are spoken for, but then we also do day of parking as well through all of the 360 Nationals and all of the 410 Nationals.
How can people sign up for that reserve parking and what is all involved?
People can go to our website, KnoxvilleIAChamber.com. They can give us a call. We also need volunteers to staff the parking lots. We're doing pretty well now, but we could always use a few last-minute people. It's a really fun time to just get out, interact with the race fans. They're a really fun group, and they really love to be in Knoxville.
Getting people around during Nationals is also kind of an issue for people. There's also a way for them to be able to go around Knoxville. Tell us a little bit about the shuttle system this year.
Exactly. So we're doing shuttles a little bit differently this year, but I'm really excited. HRTA Public Transit has stepped in and they are going to be providing all the shuttles this year. So how that'll work, they will run Wednesday through Saturday of 410 Nationals. There are 6 stops around Knoxville that they will be traveling to from noon to 7 p.m. all 4 of those days. They will also do shuttles for 1 hour after the races to the campgrounds and hotels to get people back to where they're staying. But people can ride those. They're $5 a day for unlimited rides. There are wristbands that will be available for purchase. All this information can be found at our website as well.
And another big thing for the Knoxville Nationals is the parade that the Chamber of Commerce and McKay Insurance puts on. Give us the details on the parade, what people can do to join, and where they can view it.
So the parade happens Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Lineup is at 9 a.m. if you're involved in the parade, but it happens in downtown Knoxville. It starts at the intersection of Main and Roach, and then it travels down to 4th Street, where it will head south for one block, and then it'll go west on Robinson, and the official end is the corner of Robinson and Brobst. The Nationals Parade will be really exciting this year. It's a great way for the community and for the visitors to kind of interact and all enjoy the Saturday morning of Nationals. This year's Grand Marshal is Ray Lee Goodwin, which we're really excited about. It's his 50th anniversary of winning the Nationals, so he's excited to be back in town leading the parade.
And you're still in need of some volunteers to help out with the parade as well, some convertibles, some other things going on. Tell us a little bit about what the chamber needs and who you want to step up and help.
Yes, we could always use a couple more convertibles to drive dignitaries through the parade. So that's a fun time. People who are kind of important to the racing scene, Nationals, Queens, things like that. So if you have a convertible and you'd be willing to drive it in the parade, please feel free to get a hold of us. We could also use a couple volunteers the morning of just to be a friendly face to get people lined up.
And I think one of the things that we've also been very interested in is the window painting that maybe some local businesses on the square could take advantage of. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Frosty Harrington does a really, really fabulous job with that. For $50, any business around town can get him to come and paint a welcome sign on their window. Sprint car fans really love those. It's a great way to get foot traffic into your business because it really catches your attention. If you want to get one of those on your window, call us as well and we can get you hooked up with Frosty.
And that's something Kendra Jacobs said that many race fans from out of town have said they come to Knoxville specifically to look at some of those, correct?
Right. It's a great way for race fans to kind of go around town, see all the different ones, almost like an art viewing walk per se.
All right. And then what's the overall message you want the chamber to give off, or really the city of Knoxville to give off during Nationals, where it's our biggest event of the year? What do you want people to walk away thinking?
We just want to make sure that Knoxville is a really welcoming place for all of these race fans. You know, 22,000 plus people decide to come here on their vacation for almost an entire week. And that is a huge, huge blessing for our community. And we really need to make sure that we're being welcoming. And we want those people to come back year after year.
And what resources does the chamber have for those who maybe want to find out more about stuff that's going on?
Right. Our website is a really great place to look. If you go to KnoxvilleIAChamber.com/KnoxvilleNationals, you can find all the information about lodging, parking, the parade, shuttles. During the week of Nationals, we'll also have a pretty comprehensive list of events going on around town as well. So it'll be a great resource for people who are looking for something to do.
Thanks to Hannah Vanderveer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.